Morning. So I'm still feeling really crap and coughing, but at least I can talk, which is good. I spent yesterday night playing characters, and I'm still really enjoying it. Cerisa just hit level 83, which means she's nearly in all them. She's doing halfway through Vestia, doing Hyjal. I've had a flap around the Deep Home area, which is really quite pretty. And last night I did Blackrock Caverns for the first time. Now, I don't like Blackrock Mountain. It pisses me off. It's too big, it's too windy, and it generally annoys me. but Blackrock Caverns is like the first dungeon you find when you hit the Mount Hyjal area. There's a series of quests that lead you up to sort of introducing it to you. Then you go in and kick the boss's ass and continue on your way. And with Cataclysm, you have to have a certain level of gear. You have to discover the entrance in order to get in. You can't just dungeon find it. You know, you have to go and locate the place. So we went in, a group of five of us. I was the only one on my realm, as is normal. And there was a guy who, I think he was like the tank or something. And he was... yeah, that shows how much attention I pay. He'd done it like 4 or 5, 6 times, something like that. Most of us had only done it once or not at all. In fact, I think it was only one guy who was like on his second run. So we do the first boss, and one of the guy really, really wants the gear. Unfortunately, he doesn't win the role. The tank... Well, I want to just call him the prick. The Pratt does. And refuses to give it to this guy, despite the fact that he shouldn't have needed it in the first place. Just because he was dungeon guide. He basically decided that we didn't deserve to roll for any of the loot because we'd only ever been in it, like, once. So this guy is really unhappy because he really wants this gear. He really needs it. And... he's just like, why did you roll on it? Why did you roll on it? You don't need it. You know, can I have it, please? And he's like, you don't deserve it. You've only been here, you know, you've not... You don't know the tactics, you don't read, you don't deserve the loot. And I found that absolutely disgusting, actually. Because it's not about deserving the loot, it's a case of, well, you don't need it, so what are you going to do with it? Sell it. You know, you can't hold loot off somebody else. Just because you feel that because that you've done the instance 5 times more than they have, somehow makes you more worthy. It's not how it works. So we ended up kicking the guy. And got someone else. And it took us about an hour to do the entire instance. But it was quite fun. And it's interesting because the tactics are completely new. Although I did find zerking helped occasionally. I'm going to try and do Throne of the Tides today, I think. If I can actually finish Vestia. Vestia is very, very long and winding. I haven't even got half Hydro. I've only got half of Hydro done. That's the weird thing though, it doesn't take too long if I want to do instances in terms of quest content. It feels like there's not gonna be there's no way I'm gonna finish all these zones by the time I hit 85. Which is kind of nice, actually, because I want to be able to make money. I want to be able to do the achievements. I want to be able to finish the zones. But yeah, I don't agree with that guy. And it's a shame because, you know, you put in the effort of actually... It takes so long to get into the dungeon. I was waiting for half an hour before I got into a group. Which is shocking. I don't understand why it's taking so long. But I shall see how it goes today. I think I'm just going to curl up today and try not to die. I've got a bit of work to do. But I'm still so ill, I just can't have any energy to do anything. Boo.